With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. In our first KDWA soccer doubleheader of the 2020 fall sports season, the Hastings Raiders boys and girls soccer teams went up to North St. Paul and took on the Polars at Polar Stadium. And it was a tale of two different games, well, maybe the same game, but each of the teams won a game as the Hastings boys fell 6-0, and the Hastings girls, they won their game 6-0. The Raider boys go to 0-1 in the season, the Raider girls go to 1-0. And the Raider boys game, it just didn't go the Raiders' way. It was Hayadefi Mohammed getting the hat trick, his first at 29:45 the first half, giving North a 1-0 lead. Henry Swanson closed the first half scoring. He scored to make it 2-0 North St. Paul after one half. Mohammed's second and third of the year, along with Gael Lopez and Rafael Espinosa, each finding the back of the net against Hastings. Although it was a 6-0 loss for the Raiders, they still did play well in the backside of their roster, including goaltender Carter Holm, who was awesome all night long. On the other side, the late game, under the lights, the Raider girls took care of business against North. They just picked up where they left off 1 year ago. After their 13-win season in 2019, they start 1-0. Three goals in the first, three more in the second. Bella Meyer, a hat trick, her first and second, 36:09, 23:51 of the first half. Kelly, the assist on the first, the second of which unassisted. That made it 2-0. The Raiders never look back. Molly Beijing closed it out with her first of the year in the first half at 1:41. Andrus the assist. 3-0 at halftime. Raiders would add Megan Brown's first and second in the second half. 38:30 and 19:28. Bella Meyer's hat-trick goal at 34:04. Sandwich between. All unassisted goals, giving the Raiders 6 on the game. They only gave up one shot on Thursday night. Hastings girls go to 1-0. They win 6-0. The boys fall 6-0. Our next soccer broadcast, a doubleheader at Henry Sibley Tuesday. The weather may have been extremely warm through the first week of the season, but the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team has started the year extremely hot. The Cardinals have taken care of business in their first three meets of the season, and head coach Chad Soleil of the Birds joined KDWA Sports on Thursday for an update. Coach Soleil couldn't have asked for a better start from the defending state runners-up.
Yeah, you know, three meets in, we had an invitational up in Amory to start the season, which is always kind of nice to not have that pressure of a conference meet right off the bat. So, you know, being up in Amory there, it's a really tough track, one of the toughest tracks actually in our conference. So girls battled really well, played well. We came away with the first place finish. It was an 8-team invite up there. Mostly conference teams, but Grantsburg came over to fill Ellsworth's spot. And the girls played awesome. We had the medalist in Ava Soleil with a 71 leading us. And then we had two girls in the 90s, Reese Stutz and Liz Roll, played great in that second and third spot. And then rounded off with Lindsay Olson with a 102. So it was good enough to finish six strokes ahead of New Richmond, which is always a good sign when you start the year off with a win over New Richmond, because you know they're always going to have a tough team. And then took that momentum into conference season, which started this week. We had a conference over at Pheasant Hills to start the year, and then we were back up in Amory on Wednesday again for our second conference meet, and we won both of those meets. Pheasant Hills, we had a little bit more of a cushion. We won by 8 at Pheasant Hills against New Richmond again, and then at Amory on Wednesday, it came down to our last golfer actually coming in. Jess Hines came in with a 51, and we edged New Richmond out by 3 strokes, so it was tight. We knew we needed a score coming in there on that last layer. It was, I think we were up by 1, and then we ended up coming in and just clinched it out there with a 51, so that was huge. And, you know, we're sitting atop the NBC right now after two meets in, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Their fantastic finish on Thursday also closed out the week for the varsity reserve team. And Prescott's varsity reserve, they're just as good as many teams overall in the middle border. Coach Soleil with more.
Yeah, so the varsity reserve girls was kind of funny because Coach Ryder and I were joking after the Amory Invitational. It was also a combo meet between the varsity reserve kids, so that, you know, each school had a varsity reserve team there, and our varsity reserve actually finished fourth overall in the entire meet. So essentially we had us in the one spot, we had New Richmond in the two spot, and then St. Croix Central in the three spot, and then our varsity reserve was actually the fourth best team at the meet. So we were kind of joking to each other that our varsity reserve is the fourth best team in the Middle Border Conference. So those girls have been playing awesome. You know, I told them before the season started that, you know, any one of them would play on another varsity team in the Middle Border. You know, you just happen to be on, you know, what we think is the best team in the Middle Border Conference. So, but what happens is that creates great matchups with playoffs within our team, and, you know, just some good battles for spots on our varsity team. It keeps the girls up on the varsity team honest, and they're going to have some playoffs throughout the year that they're going to have to keep their spot against some really good competition on our own team.
Coach Soleil on some of the Cardinals just getting better and better every time out, as many of these Cardinals are definitely leaders both on and off the course.
Well, you know, the one girl that I've pointed out is Reese Stutz. She's kind of the newcomer to our varsity team this year, filling in for Alexis Fredericks, and she's almost picked up right where Alexis left off. She was a girl who played a ton of golf this summer and is already shooting kind of mid-40s types of rounds for us, which, you know, as the first year full-time varsity player is just phenomenal, and that's just huge to have a player put that kind of dedication in the summer to get to that point. So she's up there. And then, like I said, coming back, some of those juniors, Lindsay Olson, Liz Roll, and Jess Hines, you know, those three put in a ton of work this summer. They've improved a ton, and we're already honestly shooting goal scores that we had for the year because of the work that those girls put in, and, you know, where they're filling in on that kind of 2-3-4 spot for our varsity. And then, of course, Ava Soleil has played awesome this year. She's been medalist at each of the three events that we played this year. So it's just been a total team effort. You know, we've really had some great scores this year already. And like I said, goal-type scores for the season already. So we've kind of already had to up the ante a little bit and adjust our goals because our girls are already hitting them. So it's been awesome.
The Cardinals get a weekend off before jumping right back onto the course on Monday. And the Cards, they can't wait. Seriously, ask Coach Soleil.
Yeah, we're right back at it Monday, and we're at actually the site of the conference championship, which is New Richmond Golf Club, and we're actually playing the old course because they're host of the conference championship this year. We typically play the Lynx, which is a 9-hole course. That's going to be a challenge. That course is a very tough course, and that's typically why, you know, we kind of air towards the Lynx, because it's just a little bit easier for the kids. So, you know, playing the old course on Monday is going to be a battle and a good preview for the girls for, you know, what conference championship's going to look like. The next day, Tuesday, we head right up to Crooked Creek in Osceola. So kind of have a back-to-back conference meet next week. And, you know, that's kind of one of those things with the whole COVID stuff. You know, our schedule's been condensed a little bit, and so you're going to have multiple events a week, and that's just kind of what we're prepared for. So we're trying to find rest where we can get it. You know, like you said, they have the weekend off, but the girls are already talking about going up to New Richmond for a practice round and this and that. So they're young, they can handle it. They'll be able to be out there and put the time in and still find rest where they need it.
That was head coach Chad Soleil of the conference leading Prescott Cardinals girls golf team. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.